Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
What the establishment does when they're really putting troops on the streets or really setting up FEMA camps or any other issue is they put out fake stories to then discredit all the real ones. That's what Glenn Beck does. I'm not attacking Glenn Beck. It's just a fact he does it. That's how he discredited FEMA camps, even though they're all admitted. Let's go to Malcolm in Texas. Malcolm, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How you doing?
Good.
I saw your film, Follow the Republic. Loved it. Sent copies out to friends and relatives. Two people were shocked by it. Got no other responses. But overall, it was a great, great film. Loved it.
Have a question. Thank you.
Sure. Have a question for you. I was hoping to ask Ron Paul this because this sort of concerned him. In 1966, Alan Greenspan wrote an article when he was with Ayn Rand's Secret Society, and the article
was republished in a compendium book she put out where he talked about gold, put down the Federal Reserve, and that's why they came and then hired Greenspan away.
Right. Well, the story that I've heard this in the 1980s. I was in many years ago, studied economics and stuff. I've heard stories. I'm not sure it's true. Hoping you could verify this. And I was actually hoping Ron Paul could verify this. Ron Paul got an actual copy of the original treatise that Greenspan wrote and got him to autograph it. And when he asked him if he believed in it, after he autographed it, Greenspan looked at him in the eye and said, absolutely, I would not change a single word in it. And my question was, I mean, I've heard this in the 1980s, and I'm not sure if it's true, and you could probably disagree with me, but is it possible that with Alan Greenspan being appointed by Ronald Reagan, who was pro-gold standard before he got shot by Hinckley and stuff, is it possible that Alan Greenspan, his whole mess that he created, the incredible inflation he generated, the removal of Glass-Steagall, all of that, is it possible that he was trying to force us to go back to the gold standard, kicking and screaming, like he said he was going to do when he was with Ayn Rand's little group?
Well, the problem is the bankers wouldn't have put him in if he was some secret operative of somebody else. I mean, we know that Greenspan was just the chairman of the Fed. That's really a front organization. The real power is the chairman of the New York Fed, and really it's just speculation. I judge a tree by its fruits. In the 70s, Greenspan went over to the dark side, and so we know he's bad. But certainly big central banks have been hoarding gold, and they are talking about having a final global currency, as Ron Paul said last hour, that is partially gold-backed because they're going to be holding all the gold. That's why I differ a bit with Ron Paul about trying to go back to gold, and he's even said you can't do it automatically because it's all held predominantly, some individuals have small amounts, but it's held predominantly by the elites. That's why we protect ourselves by getting gold and silver. But it is true. I mean, I don't need to ask Greenspan if he meant it. He wrote it. He criticized the Federal Reserve. He called for a gold standard. He criticized fractional reserve banking. I've read the essay. So that's basically it.
But I've always heard that Ayn Rand's secret group, one of their missions, and he was a big worshiper of Ayn Rand at the time, one of their big missions was to get rid of the Federal Reserve, bring back gold as our currency, as our money, and to bring back true economic freedom by any means necessary. And, yeah, I've heard the argument that Alan Greenspan went to the dark side and so forth, but what if there was some secret agenda all along, and he just, this was like a big act.
What if Santa Claus is real? I mean, I think there's a lot better chance that what you're saying is true than if Santa Claus and the elves are real. It's just, I don't do a lot of speculating. I sit here and I cover the facts. We need to get rid of the Federal Reserve, get the Congress back under control of monetary policy. And I don't believe we should go back to a pure gold standard because that can be manipulated. We need monetary control and education of the public and to get rid of fractional reserve banking. Thank you.
For the past year, you've heard about GardenInACan.com right here on GCN. GardenInACan.com is your source for premium non-hybrid and non-genetically modified seeds. Each order includes 16 carefully selected varieties made specifically for both spring and fall, giving you an extended growing season. You'll receive approximately 18,000 seeds, giving you the ability to plant a crisis garden of up to two-thirds of an acre. Every order is hermetically sealed to lock in freshness and sealed again in a large metal can for the ultimate protection, giving you a shelf life of up to 10 years. For a limited time, while supplies last, GardenInACan.com is having a sale. Order your Garden in a Can for only $49.95. That's right, $49.95. If you have a preparedness plan and it does not include long-term storable garden seeds, this is the best time to acquire your seeds. Take advantage of this great offer and order now. Visit GardenInACan.com. That's GardenInACan.com.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We have Lawrence J. Kotlikoff, professor of economics, Boston University, research associate at the National Bureau of Economic Research, president, Economic Security Planning, Inc., joining us today. We're honored to have him. And tomorrow and throughout next week, we're having the different economists on to get their different perspectives and views from this article, because this is the best article I've read, putting it all in context from the scores of economists and federal regulators, former federal regulators we've had on, like Professor Black and many others here on the syndicated radio broadcast. But the article is McClatchy, a newspaper syndicated by Greg Gordon, How Goldman Secretly Bet on the U.S. Housing Crash. And the findings of the reporter, who's an award-winning reporter formerly with the New York Times, is, and he got a lot of secret prospectuses and memorandums from Goldman Sachs that are quoted here. This is some explosive stuff, that they secretly bet against housing stocks knowing they were going to go under and that they wanted to do this in part for huge profits, but to also destroy Bear Stearns and competition. They had their key people in revolving doors in federal regulatory positions from Treasury to the Federal Reserve everywhere. So an inside job, and the article is just so important. I've been talking about it since 9 days ago, 10 days ago when it came out, not this Sunday, but last Sunday. And quoted in here, Professor Kotlikoff says, the Securities and Exchange Commission should be very interested in any financial company that secretly decides a financial product is a loser and then goes out and actively markets the product, or a very similarly product to unsuspecting customers without disclosing its true opinion. said Lawrence Kotlikoff, a Boston University economics professor who's proposed a massive overhaul of the nation's banks. This is fraud and should be prosecuted. He's saying in here, if this writer's research is correct, and from all the other people we've had on in the internal documents, it looks like it is. So it's great to have you on with us, Professor.
Yeah, you know, the statement, this is fraud and should be prosecuted, I think I said if this turns out to be the case, it is fraud. I didn't say this is fraud. I wasn't referring to what they actually, I don't know for sure that Goldman actually violated any securities laws. And I don't know that they didn't. So that's all I
Yeah, you're say. Saying if what Greg Gordon's saying at McClatchy, and this guy's got a great record, if what you're saying is true, and I don't think McClatchy would let him run with this if there wasn't a lot of where there's smoke, there's fire. But regardless, you're saying if this is true, it's fraud.
If what he alleges, sounds like fraudulent behavior, I think, or at least, some form of financial malfeasance. You just don't sell things to people that you don't, where you're saying they're X and they're actually Y. That's one of the major problems associated with this entire financial debacle, which is we've had people selling snake oil and claiming that it was, great for your health. claiming it was penicillin when it's actually snake oil, making people sick, financially speaking. So we need to have a brand new financial system. That's what I call for in my, I've got a book that it's coming out in March with Wiley called Jimmy Stewart is Dead. And it's it talks about how to fix the financial system from bottom up very simply, which is to make all the financial companies, corporations, operate as pass-through mutual fund companies, just like Fidelity Investments or TI Cref, many large financial mutual fund companies. And those companies are the only part of the financial system that's still standing because they weren't borrowing money to engage in risky gambles and leave the taxpayer to pay the bill. So what they were doing is just intermediating. They were taking in money into the mutual funds and then buying the kinds of assets that those investors in the mutual funds wanted to hold. So that's the way we need to run our financial system on the basis of mutual funds. And by the way, I'm not employed by any mutual fund company or anything like that. So this is just my own view. And many other economists are coming around to this view, and some top government officials in different countries are coming around to this view. So it's the way to really run our modern financial system without going back to 1930, which we can't return to. That's the reason the book says title is Jimmy Stewart is Dead, is that you can't go back to that kind of environment, and you're not going to have trustworthy bankers. We've seen that for sure. So you need to have a new system that makes sure that we can't be taken, that the public can't be taken for a ride.
Well, Larry, they can take your proposal or other similar proposals, and the problem is Goldman Sachs and other top investment groups and brokerage firms and investment banks have their people at every level in almost every regulatory position in government and quasi-government position, and so they can selectively enforce any rules they want. In fact, we're hearing about this new Bank of the World that'll have regulatory power and it'll knock heads to stop, these types of abuses. But yep, the people that are going to be knocking the heads are a bunch of Goldman Sachs goons.
Well, let's not call them goons because we don't know, they're people just like we are. Let's not cast aspersions to these people. We don't know, and there's all kinds of, Wall Street is a term that refers to not just that part of New York City, but all parts of the financial system worldwide. You've had people in Singapore ring down a Baring Bank, which was about a 400-year-old bank. There was a French rogue trader brought down Societe Generale, almost destroyed the third largest bank in France. So this is a global problem, and it's true that the financial community isn't going to like what I have to say when they hear about it. On the other hand, they're not going to like what they're going to get hit with by the regulators, which is 90% cuts in salary in some cases, and the Fed is now setting up plans to oversee compensation in different firms, probably including Goldman Sachs. So,
well, I want to go over that, but from your research, Professor, who are the bad guys? I mean, Bill Clinton got rid of Glass-Steagall. The Congress went along with it.
Well, there's a variety of problems here. There's basically a fundamental moral hazard problem here where financial companies are playing poker with the taxpayers' chips. That's the fundamental problem here, which is that they're going to the casino with our money and not they're not. So there's that problem. There's the big, too big to fail problem. There's the fact that the companies are being run by the management, not by the shareholders, because the shareholders are dispersed. So there's a corporate governance problem. There's a fraud problem, which is that people left, right, and center were issuing mortgages and lying about the income and not verifying the collateral values. So liar mortgages should not exist, and they're going to continue. And there was a rating. The rating companies were, in effect, being effectively bribed by the people that they were paying for the ratings. You had the insurance industry.
So systemic fraud across the board. Let me just read you.
The whole system is basically corrupt, and I think that's a fair statement. And we have to come up with a system that's foolproof, that has firewalls, that doesn't permit the potential for systemic collapse like we've seen.
Well, how are a bunch of Goldman Sachs former executives and heads? I mean, Reuters had an article today pointing out almost everybody who isn't former Goldman Sachs in power positions over regulatory systems. I mean, it's hard to name a number one person, a number one man or woman in a power position who isn't Goldman Sachs or a former director. I mean, you go over the list, it just goes on and on. And I want to read to you, Professor, out of this article, which says, McClatchy inquiry found that Goldman Sachs bought and converted into high-yield bonds tens of thousands of mortgages from some prime lenders that became the subjects of FBI investigations into whether they misled borrowers or exaggerated applicants' incomes in justifying making hefty fines. It says, the piece together, Goldman's role in the subprime meltdown, McClatchy reviewed hundreds of documents, SEC filings, copies of secret investment circulars, lawsuits, and interviewed numerous people familiar with the firm's activities, that they used offshore tax havens to shuffle the mortgage-backed securities to institutions worldwide, including European and Asian banks, often in secret deals run through the Cayman Islands and British territory of Caribbean, that companies used to bypass U.S. disclosure.
Okay, I get the point, but you got to realize that those statements, you know, Greg's making statements that are general statements. They may be quite true, they may not be fully true, who knows, but those statements can be made of virtually every major company that's gotten into trouble. They all had offshore operations. They were all engaged in one level or another in marketing securities whose underlying truths were not as disclosed. They weren't disclosing to fully. They may not have known themselves whether the statements on these mortgage applications were true or not. We know that the whole system did not work. I think we have to stop shelling out money to these big companies. I mean, what can we do now? We know what's happened. What can we do at the margin to fix things?
Well, okay, I want to hear what your idea is to fix it, but also I want to go back and say, okay, what would you have done in November? Well, in September, October, November of last year, instead of saying, here's all these trillions of dollars.
I would have said, what's the fundamental problems here? The fundamental problem is non-disclosure. It's so fraud. So let's have and the rating was not to be trusted. So let's set up a federal financial authority to rate and not rate itself, but to arrange for independent rating and verification and full disclosure on the web of all the securities held by that are being traded in the marketplace.
Yeah, that would be a big thing, just to have transparency.
And transparency, that's step one. Step two is
all right, stay there,
sure.
Professor. Professor, yep. We got a break. We'll come back on the other side and get your view and perspective on this. Amazing article out of McClatchy. They got a lot of guts. We'll be right back. I'm Alex Jones. InfoWars.com is our website. Stay with us.
What's so crazy about not starving?
To cover yourself and your family in the event of accident or emergency, you may have home, life, auto, dental, and health insurance.
But what about food insurance?
Water and food are vital to human survival.
So what's so crazy about not starving?
Foodinsurance.com has designed emergency packs and kits with at least 2 weeks' worth of great-tasting food and clean water. Most foodinsurance.com meals are freeze-dried,
which means they'll last and retain nutritional value up to 10 years.
Foodinsurance.com meals like lasagna, beef stroganoff, and other tasty entrees are quick, delicious, simple to prepare, and start at just $199.99.
The low cost is just one reason to get foodinsurance.com.
Need more reasons? Foodinsurance.com kits come with a lightweight, high-quality backpack and a free utensil tool. Go to foodinsurance.com or call 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. That's 1-866-9-GOT-FOOD. Get protected at foodinsurance.com.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com, the new name for Ixquick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. There are some habits you need to break if you want to hold on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week StartPage challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to StartPage.com instead. Try 7 days of StartPage and break the Big Brother habit. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try StartPage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy. That's StartPage.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you believe Obama is creating runaway inflation, I'll tell you how to profit from this insanity with a free kit. First, the facts. Obama is spending like a drunken sailor. $700 billion for TARP, $122 billion for AIG, more for Fannie and Freddie. The result? A deficit of over $1.8 trillion and the probability of interest rates going above 18% and inflation above 20%. Now the good news. Scott Smith, the former chief investment analyst at Credit Suisse and editor of Swiss Confidential, an investment newsletter, created a free inflation survival kit. The kit outlines how these circumstances created opportunities to turn $10,000 into as much as $431,000 in 12 to 18 months. If you're thinking about gold, get this free kit now by calling 888-314-8782. That's 888-314-8782. Or go to the website inflationsurvivalkit.com.
Until about 40 after, Professor Lawrence J. Kotlikoff is our guest, professor of economics, Boston University. Got a book coming out with a great title, Jimmy Stewart is Dead. Boy, is he. Jimmy Stewart was a neat guy. Going back to our guest. Okay, so sir, you're tell us what you think should have happened last year instead of the looting and giving more power to the very banks and regulators that swindled us.
Right. We need to set up a system that's simple, transparent, and safe for public use. And this current system is not, and we are spending our way into what could be a huge problem, hyperinflation potentially. I mean, the potential is really quite substantial for things to get out of out of control. The way to get to safety is you set up a single federal regulatory body, not 115 or 20, which is what we now have about 115. The president's been calling for about another five or so. None of these guys could shoot straight to see the problem. And what we just need is to have a system that's set up that can't fail like the current system has. So you set up a federal regulator to disclose, verify, rate, and provide all this information about the securities. And then you transform all the financial corporations into pass-through mutual fund companies so that no bank can actually, under this proposal, which is called limited purpose banking, can actually borrow money to invest in risky securities. What they can do is they can set up mutual funds for us to invest in. We'll buy shares in the mutual funds, and then the mutual funds will invest in things like mortgages or commercial paper from companies or stocks, foreign stocks as well as domestic stocks. We have to realize that a third of our financial system already is really the mutual fund industry. They hold about $12 trillion in assets. So the glass is plenty full with respect to mutual fund companies being able to intermediate between lenders and borrowers and between savers and investors. So the idea is not just to turn banks into mutual funds, pass-through mutual fund companies that are never in a net exposed position where they're never, if you're not borrowing to invest in risky assets, you can never go under because of a decline in the value of your assets. You're just not exposed. So we're talking about zero net exposure of the banking system, but we're also talking about the insurance industry being treated identically as banks because insurance companies, as we've seen, are engaged in the same kind of security transactions that are banks. You can't really tell the difference between a financial instrument and an insurance policy. They're very similar, essentially identical financial instruments. So what we need to do is make the insurance companies run as pass-through mutual fund companies as well. And they would sell mutual funds that would allow us to buy life insurance policies through the mutual funds and even buy CDS securities through mutual funds. Here's how.
But, Professor, let me ask you this then. What is the plan or what looks like the dominant re-regulation that's being set up now? Because from what I've read in the newspapers, I'm not trying to pick on the precious Goldman Sachs here, but even Reuters has pointed out they are the most represented in government and in the regulatory system, with Henry Paulson getting up and admitting that it's not a conflict of interest because the Treasury Department gave him a waiver to be involved with Goldman Sachs while he was giving billions to Goldman Sachs directly and through AIG.
Yeah, no, this is like a revolving door, and this is not arm's length. This is a conflict of interest, and it's also a confluence. They would call it a confluence of interest. They're trying. This is a fundamentally corrupt. I don't think Paulson himself is fundamentally corrupt. I think he's was a very good public servant. He tried his best. I think he did the wrong thing in the end, or he did some steps, but not the right other steps. He has like $300 million. He doesn't necessarily have to worry about whether Goldman Sachs is going to like him at the margin. So I think we've got to be careful about, ascribing motives to individuals who are in a position of trying to save a country they thought was going down the tubes. But the real thing is, how do we get a system set up so that Wall Street can influence Pennsylvania Avenue? And there's no, whether or not the guys from Pennsylvania Avenue go back to Wall Street to work, they're not actually going to be changing the financial system in somebody's favor.
Let's talk more about where the regulation is going versus what you're saying is a good idea. And how do we get rid of these derivatives? Or is there a place in your plan for derivatives? And will anybody ever get in trouble from Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase at the revolving door with the Federal Reserve?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup insurance and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365. Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Full of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation. The criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
Before you slip into unconsciousness,
we're going to your phone calls on a wide range of issues in about 7 minutes. Next hour in studio, Joe Rogan, host of Ultimate Fighting, Comedy Central, you name it, giving us his view on the world today. Professor of Economics, Boston University, Lawrence J. Kotlikoff is our guest. Okay, we got about 7 minutes left, sir.
You're asking whether the current solution being proposed by administration is the right way to go. No, I think it's just spending a lot of money and maintaining the current structure. I think it's putting us at grave risk. We could have really literally a run on the bank tomorrow and have to print trillions of dollars to cover all the liabilities, and then there would be high inflation that would most likely break out, and then people who didn't run would find that they got their money back, but that it was worth nothing in terms of what they could buy with it. So there's this myth out there that we actually have purchasing power deposit insurance. We just have money deposit insurance, and it's not really going to protect us from the hyperinflation that might result from a run on the bank. So we're in very great risk. We have to get to a safe financial structure. We can't go back to 1930. We need to have these new products, derivatives. They're not the problem. The problem is that it's not that coming up with a new form of pain relief is a problem. A new pill like a Tylenol, when that was developed, that wasn't the problem. The problem is that when you have somebody putting cyanide in a Tylenol bottle and marketing it as Tylenol, that's when you have a problem. And that happened in the 70s. Exactly that happened. And Johnson & Johnson spent like $100 million taking all the Tylenol and repackaging it in safety-sealed containers. We need to have a bulletproof system where the government says if you're going to buy this security, you can check exactly what it is so you know what you're buying. We need to make sure that the banks are just playing middlemen and they're not trying to play poker with our chips. And we need to just transform the entire financial corporate system, including the insurance companies, into pass-through mutual fund companies and run all the business through mutual funds. And so, for an example, if you think about CDS, derivative security, that's really just an insurance policy against a particular bond going broke, going defaulting. So you can have an insurance company set up a mutual fund where people invest money and they, in effect, take a position when they put their money down on whether or not IBM would default on its debt over the course of the year. The money is all put into a pot at the beginning of the year. It's invested in treasury bills, one-year treasury bills. And then a year later, you see whether or not IBM defaulted on its debt. If it did, the ones who bet that way get the pot less the fee. If it doesn't, the ones who bet the other way get the pot less the fee. So this kind of betting on whether a company defaults or whether the mortality rate of the economy exceeds some number or whether you have the gross domestic product grow by 5% or 2%, all these kinds of bets that people should be allowed to make with each other for good economic reasons can arise safely in this system that I'm talking about, limited purpose banking. And if you look at, if you think about it, that kind of an insurance arrangement is really a paramutual betting arrangement, which we see at the racetrack every day of the year. So,
That's not a completely rigged system. So the big central banks and the mega brokerage firms aren't going to want it. As you said, that's not the plan they're going with. You brought up the dollar. The G20 is openly discussing how to move away from the dollar. The dollar's dropping.
We need to adopt what I'm proposing. Everybody needs to look at this idea, which is limited purpose banking. The book will be out in March, but in the short run, there are columns I've written in the New Republic, Bloomberg, Forbes, the FT, all on my website. People can read these pieces that have been written in the Dallas Morning News, Boston Globe. So this idea about how to fix the financial system is very simple, and other economists are coming up with the same idea. So it is a real solution. It's the only comprehensive solution that anyone's really advanced in the public forum here. And I think once the public gets behind it, you know, it may conflict with Wall Street's interests, but in the short run, but I think over time they'll be in better shape if they go along with this, because the alternative may be that they're going to be babysat in ways they don't like. But paying people hundreds of millions of dollars for running companies into the ground, that wouldn't happen under what I'm proposing. People would, the bankers would run the mutual funds, and if they did poorly, they'd get paid, you know, they wouldn't be able to charge very high fees. If they did well, they'd be able to, over time, to charge higher
fees. So an actual free market, but that's not a rigged casino, so they don't want that. So it doesn't look like we're going to get that, but after another crash, maybe we'll get something like your solution. On the current course, in closing, and give us your website, and then in the current course, where do you see us going? Where do you see us going on the current course?
On the current course, I see this is very, very dicey. What we're doing here, we have the government has issued about $24 trillion worth of commitments to pay off things in certain under certain circumstances. So, you know, and I could just we don't have time for me to list them all, but that number actually comes from the government itself. So if there's a major event that people get panicked again, we could see runs on the banks, runs on the insurance companies. You know, there's cash surrender values to the tune of about $3 trillion out there that people can run try and get their cash in their insurance policies because they think the insurance company is going to go under. You can have this is exactly what the Treasury and the Fed were so concerned about, Paulson and Bernanke, when they were really pulling out their hairs, remaining hairs, about what could happen. We have to get our system out of that position where we can have systemic, colossal financial failure. We're still there. We're in worse shape, actually, than we were a year ago in terms of that risk. We've got to move away from that, and limited purpose banking is the way to do it.
All right. Professor Larry Kotlikoff, thank you for joining us. What's the best one-stop shop website to find out about your economic perspective?
Mine would be my website. It's people.bu.edu/Kotlikoff.
Or just Google Larry Kotlikoff. People can find a lot of your work.
Right.
And I look forward to reading the book when it comes out. Thanks for spending time with us.
Hey, my pleasure. Take care.
You bet. Okay, I wanted to give you some economic perspective from a mainstream individual. And said we could have total financial meltdown any time. The same people that set up the system are running it currently. They're not going with his alternate plan or Ron Paul's alternate plan because it limits their power. I'm going to go to your phone calls, and we're coming back with Joe Rogan here in a minute. He's about to arrive any time. Just text me. But before I do that, I want to thank a few of the sponsors we haven't thanked yet today who've made today's show possible. One of them is MySolarBackup.com, a great solar unit, the power source 800-watt generator, a high-efficiency solar panel designed to provide endless electricity. That's the perfect emergency backup for troubled times. The government doesn't own the sun yet, folks, so make your move today at MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. You're not going to get off the grid overnight, but this is a great little unit that can run quite a few things in your house, and we've been pitching these for over a year, and our listeners give us great reviews and just love them. Very inexpensive for what you get. Find out more at MySolarBackup.com as you start moving away from the grid. Or give them a call at Solutions from Science, 877-327-0365, 877-327-0365. Also, I want to thank New Silver Solution, one of our great sponsors. People all over the world are discovering the benefits of supernatural silver. This powerful nanotechnology is a natural antibiotic and preventative against infections, germs, and disease. They have all these big studies, mainline studies, up on their site, supernaturalsilver.com. Silver is one of the oldest natural antibiotics, and it's non-toxic. Visit their link at InfoWars.com and see the studies for yourself. You cannot afford to miss this opportunity. It is essential for all your emergencies and preparedness needs, and is a great way to protect you and your families. You cannot put a price tag on your family's health. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com today to learn more. That's one word, SupernaturalSilver.com, for all their amazing products. And finally, Diginet.net. Personal video systems. You got to fight Big Brother with Big Brother. They have great little pins that you press one button, record audio and video for hours with a timestamp. They have tiny cameras hidden in sunglasses with a little digital chip in them. Records tons of great video just for undercover work, protecting yourself, police pull you over. There are thousands of uses for this. Everyone needs them. We use them on the road. We use them at Bilderberg. Absolutely essential. Diginet.net. Get 10% off the Diginet pin for Alex Jones listeners only off their website. Type in bonus code ETF09 in the promo box, or just call and mention in the Fed 09 at Diginet.net. Their number is 888-344-6681. 10% off for Alex Jones listeners. 888-344-6681. Diginet.net. The great folks there. And I'll just remind you again, we have combo specials right now where you can get a free film when you get Fall of the Republic. A free film. We have three different combos up there where you can get a free Reflections and Warnings with Aaron Russo, the last video interview he did about the Federal Reserve, the New World Order. Get that DVD free with Fall of the Republic and Endgame. Find out about those specials at InfoWars.com or call 888-253-3139. Let's go to Raul in Texas. Thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
Oh, great. Hey, I had the opportunity to meet you at last year's In the Fed rally in Dallas. And after meeting you, I was really inspired to take action against the New World Order. So what I want to do is organize a protest in Houston, Texas next Wednesday because Richard Haass, the president of Foreign Relations, Council of Foreign Relations, will be in Houston in the Galleria.
Yeah, the guy that writes articles admitting that they're using fake environmentalism and fake terror to take our rights. Richard and Haass is coming to Houston next week.
Yes, he is. He'll be at the Westin Hotel in the Galleria. And if anybody's interested, I set up an email account, cfrisevil@gmail.com, if they're interested in finding out more.
Okay, exciting. cfrisevil@gmail.com. Now, you could also probably call and go in there as press if you have a local news website, or is it closed to the public?
It's a private event for members only for an international society.
Well, you exercise your free speech by taking it. So, yeah, show up in front or on the sidewalk. Everybody should go.
Let me ask you, what would be some good material to hand out, especially people that don't know about the CFR? They don't.
I get Follow the Republic, make copies, give that out. I'd make up a fact sheet with websites and quotes by Haass where he's calling for an end to U.S. sovereignty. I would have the quote of Barry Goldwater about how the CFR and Trilateral Commission are a private group trying to take over our government and set up world government. That's what I do. Good to hear from you, Raul. Keep it up. Nesh in California, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex, it's a pleasure to be on the air. Long-time listener, first-time caller. I actually heard about you through Immortal Technique years and years ago. I always thought he was talking bullcrap until I went down the rabbit hole and I realized that there was more to what he was saying than, you know, there was more to it than what he was just saying. And I started watching your films. I can't remember exactly which one was the first one. And later I came upon Endgame. And after Endgame, it just blew my mind. I couldn't stop telling people. I used to work at a Costco, gave out your CDs to everybody that walked in there. Here you go, here you go, here you go. Instead of buying their fake crap. But either way, I was hoping to get on when you had on Ron Paul. Because I've always told people stuff. And everybody tells me, well, what are you going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? And, you know, I know telling other people is the first step.
No. So, the establishment always wants to say talking does nothing. Why do they buy all this propaganda and constantly pay people off to have their view? No, talking is everything. Warning people, getting involved, demonstrating, calling into talk radio, getting Ron Paul to run, running yourself locally, supporting pro-liberty candidates, getting involved, getting informed, tuning into the real political dialogue that's going on, shattering the left-right paradigm.
And you know what, Alex? I have taken it to the next step, and I said, you know what? I'm mad as hell, and I'm not going to take it anymore. And what I did, my buddy and myself, we started our own radio station, LATalkLive.com. And I personally, I'm an advocate of medicinal cannabis. A lot of people are out there that don't have a fight for themselves, that don't have a word. I know Ron Paul is working on that, and especially on the hemp. That's a whole different issue. That's just part of the fight. You all have to
well,
tell
awesome,
me.
Awesome, 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 Ness. Thank you. Let's talk to Marty in California. Marty, go ahead.
Hello, Alex. How are you today?
Good.
Say, you know, I want to just make a couple quickie statements. It appears that the government will lie with everything they say as well as what they omit telling the people. I have a brief statement of fact that occurred here in Southern California the other day. A pregnant woman with pneumonia went to the hospital to give birth to her child. During the delivery, this woman died due to complications from the pneumonia. But the hospital announced that she died from the swine flu. The husband, the father of the child, which did survive, tried again and again to correct their false announcements, saying that she had died from complications due to the pneumonia.
That's because they've been paid to fearmonger and hype. And all over the country, I don't know if your story's true, I believe it, but I can't confirm it.
Right.
They've been caught saying people die from swine flu, and then a week later there's a tiny blurb in the paper saying they actually died from something else.
They've ignored what this fellow has been saying. It appears they've got him lying to falsify these statistics about this.
Well, how did you learn about this?
Actually, I have a business. My distributor representative goes from San Diego clear up out to Indio. It's got to be a 300-mile radius. And he takes orders for parts and so forth that you need to continue business. And I've known this gentleman for 25 years. Very good man, business as well as friendship. And he told me this yesterday. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Oh, so that's how I found out about it, which this I live in a very small little Mayberry kind of town, and everybody knows everybody, and so I know it to be the truth.
Well, I appreciate your call. Look, I believe people 2 months ago when they were calling saying they injected my kid here in Texas, they injected my kid in California, in Kentucky, in New York, and I went to the school, and it was always elementary kids who they could say, oh, they're just confused. And they would show up, and they'd say, you're the only person saying this. And then more parents would walk in and say, you injected my kid. And then it came out in the news everywhere they're doing it. So, A, they're doing it illegally and secretly. B, they lie about it when they get caught. And C, they've now been caught lying about it and have been caught again. So how do you trust a government, a media, hospitals, public schools? I mean, they've been lying for years saying it's the law, you've got to take flu vaccines. It's the law that you got to do all this. There's no law you got to do that. But they tell nurses that. I mean, they CPS people's children. They take people's children that don't take shots when there's no law.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2 Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
The fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty, and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at Infowars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Joe Rogan's been here before. They texted me. They're lost trying to find it. Now they're on the outskirts of Austin. So they'll be in here in studio next hour. Get Joe's take on what's happening in the world today. He orbits through town. Always good to see my buddy. I wanted to continue with your phone calls. We'll do that in the next segment. But I get call after call after call after call after call after call saying, how do you wake people up? What do? How do you explain all this complex information to them? You do it by telling them that they're being conned, they're being manipulated, and start questioning everything. And you do it with documentary films like Fall of the Republic, like Camp FEMA, and like Endgame Blueprint for Global Enslavement. And you make copies of these films, you give them to your friends, your family, your neighbors, you have viewing parties. You commit to wake people up. I mean, the government is criminal. It's bankrupt. It's run by people poisoning the food and water supply. They want to bankrupt society by design. That's been declassified and come out in many places. It's time to wake up and say no. So I want to encourage listeners again to at least go up to InfoWars.com, click on the big banner at the top, go to FollowTheRepublic.com, and to get the films on DVD, to make copies, download them at PrisonPlanet.tv, get the free YouTube copy. Just Google or go to YouTube and type in Follow the Republic. The top one up there has got 500,000 views of over 1,000 versions that have been uploaded. And email it out to everybody. It's simple. You're under mind control. That's one of the key sections in the film. In fact, here's the mind control trailer exposing the mind control. Stay with us.
Most people still today think that all entertainment to do with movies, drama, is therefore nothing more than their entertainment. It never, ever was that case.
Throughout history, social engineers have refined techniques designed to control large populations.
It is bringing entertainment to thousands of people, right in the comfort of our own homes.
You're actually in an alpha state, being completely downloaded with new ideas.
A cult of personality can be manufactured to influence the masses.
Nobody will question what he's doing. They'll be so preoccupied with where he is or what he's wearing.
Yes, we can.
The idea of making him into a celebrity.
Eventually, he said, they will expect the media to do all their thinking and reasoning for them. And that's happened today.
The scientific dictatorship understands what makes human beings tick, and they're using it against us.
These cells are scanned by a stream of electrons, completing 30 pictures a second.
It's hard for people like that to take a serious interest in what their elected officials are doing. They've been programmed.
It's Obama's role to front for the international banking syndicate.
Barack Obama is a puppet of the New World Order.
Oh, is this some sort of a New World Order?
The New World Order is emerging.
For the first time in history, we really have this new form of an empire.
The average man and woman is in a trance. They get home from work, they don't even talk to their children. They turn the television on, and they let those corporate messages set the agenda in their lives.
You got time to watch baseball. You got time to entertain yourself. But a knowledgeable public we're losing.
Kill your television, or at least turn it off a few hours a day. The children aren't even playing in your front yards anymore.
We don't want to live under a world government of the corporations, by the corporations, and for the corporations.
Fall of the Republic. Volume 1, The Presidency of Barack Obama. Obama is the latest version of 21st century mass mind control. Available on DVD at InfoWars.com and online at PrisonPlanet.tv. October 21st, 2009.
And the film has now been out for 12, 13 days. Exploding all over the internet, people making copies of the DVD everywhere. If you watch Fall of the Republic, you will know the truth about the New World Order, who they are, what their plan is, how to stop them, how they manipulate and control people. This is cyanide to the New World Order. This is a silver bullet to a werewolf. It's a wooden stake to the heart of the vampire. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.